Welcome back. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Today is April 15th, which is normally the day our tax returns are due. This year, we get a few more days to complete that chore. We've got until Monday for that. But April 15th always brings to mind the old saying that the two things you can count on in life are death and taxes. Well, it's the death part that helps explain why tomorrow, April 16th, has been named National Healthcare Decisions Day. It's a day to raise awareness about end-of-life healthcare decisions, choices about how you want to be treated medically if you're unable to speak for yourself, and about who should speak for you if you're not able to speak. Marion Grant knows a lot about this. She holds a doctorate in nursing. She's the Director of Policy and Professional Engagement at the Coalition to Transform Advanced Care. She's also an associate professor at the University of Maryland School of Nursing and a certified nurse practitioner who practices on the University of Maryland Medical Center's Palliative Care Service. Last year, Dr. Grant was a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Health Policy Fellow. She worked both in Nancy Pelosi's office and at the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation. Welcome. Good to see you.
Same here, Tom.
So, National Healthcare Decisions Day, what are the kinds of decisions folks need to be making?
So I think that the decisions we hope that people can think about is what would they want to do if they became really seriously ill but couldn't make decisions for themselves. So we're talking about things like life support. How long would you want to have life support if you couldn't get better? Would you want to be given artificial nutrition? Those kinds of things.
And of course, it's not only a good thing for us as individuals, it's a really good thing for our families and our friends and the people who love us and care for us. If we're not specific about what our requests are, they're going to have to guess.
I would say it's more important for them than it is for us, because they are going to be the ones holding the bag. I mean, they're the ones that we're turning to in the hospital to make these decisions. And this is what I do all the time. I meet families in the ICU, and you know, it's difficult if you have a loved one who's seriously sick anyway, but if you have no idea of what their wishes are, it's even worse. So it's quite a gift that you could give your loved ones. We talk about giving them the gift of certainty.
And of course, this isn't just for people who, you know, have a very serious illness or have been even diagnosed as terminally ill. This needs to happen for every person who's not a child under the the care of a guardian, right?
Absolutely. I mean, my fantasy is that every American from, you know, the age of 16 on would have them. I think that's unrealistic. And there hasn't actually been talk about should we have this as something that we encourage people when they get a driver's license? Because, I mean, think about it. You're driving. Your chances for being in an accident go up. And what are your loved ones supposed to do if you are in a horrible accident and they have to make difficult decisions? So, So really, anybody could benefit from having them.
Right. This is not just for people who happen to be very ill. Now,
no, although I would say that many people who are seriously ill don't have them either. So that is really very frustrating.
I notice that in hospitals, even when you check into the hospital these days, they ask you if you have an advance directive.
You know, as a policy person in Washington, I think that's a perfect example of something that was well-intentioned but isn't really making a difference. So, yes, we have to ask every patient on admission if they have these things. But think about when you get admitted to the hospital. It's usually not a great time for reflection. So most people say no, and we dutifully chart that no, they don't have them. And then there's no mechanism in the hospital typically to follow up unless things get really bad and then I come to see you.
Right. And you come to see them in your capacity as a palliative care
nurse practitioner
who's going to help a person on their exit.
Yeah. Well, or at least I'm going to help somebody who's seriously ill, perhaps life-threateningly ill, and their family make difficult decisions about, you know, they're in the ICU. Are they going to get out of the ICU? Are they going to get out of the hospital? How should we spend this last, you know, whatever time we have left?
Is it just as simple as people just don't want to think about dying? Is that it? I mean, you're dealing with these families and with these patients every day in your life. What are you finding the barriers to having advance directives and to making these wishes clear are?
I think they fall into two categories. First of all, none of us wants to think about this, right? Tom Finucane, who's a geriatrician at Hopkins Bayview, is fond of saying that people have an abiding interest in not being dead. And that is absolutely true, but we complicate that by also having an abiding interest in not thinking about being dead. And then I think these conversations are difficult. I mean, when do you bring this up? You know, the Terri Schiavo case a few years ago was in a weird way helpful, because even though that family was struggling with what was the right thing to do,
this is a family on life support.
She had had cardiac arrest and then was in a persistent vegetative state.
It became a hot potato political issue in the presidential campaign.
Exactly. Yeah. The husband said she wouldn't have won it. The family said she would. She didn't have paperwork. But at least when that happened, a lot of Americans turned to one another and said, I either would want that or I wouldn't want that. And that was really, you could actually use that in the hospital to say, okay, well, now you know that case. It's like cleaning out the garage. You know, we all know we need to do it, but it's not high on anybody's list of fun things to do.
And as you say, I mean, the tagline about this is it's always too soon until it's too late for an advance
directive.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's involved in an advance directive? What are the components?
There are two components. One is just talking about what your wishes are for medical care, and that talks about life support and things like dialysis or artificial nutrition. The other thing is naming someone to make decisions for you when you can't, and that is really important, because even though you can put things down on a piece of paper, none of us knows how it's going to end specifically or what's going to be the issue medically. So if at least loved ones have been designated to decide for you, and then you have to have conversations with them. Sometimes people fill out the forms, name somebody, and then we need to call that person, and they're like, what do you say? I have no idea. He never talked about that with me. So those are the two components, your wishes and who should make those decisions.
So the forms are important. The hospital has to have the forms, and we'll have a link that you can get to those forms, but the conversations are even more important.
Right. And in the absence of forms, we will take anything in the hospital. So if you haven't gotten around to doing the paperwork, that's okay, at least if you've discussed things with somebody that they could answer our questions. I mean, we're going to ask two questions of a family of somebody who's critically ill. Are there forms? And if not, did they ever express their wishes? And if you at least know the answer to the latter, we'll go with it.
No, so it doesn't have to be an official signed, notarized thing.
I mean, well, it can't be, because we know from research consistently that less than 30% of Americans have these. So I meet patients all the time who have end-stage cancer who don't have these forms. So at least if they've talked with their loved ones, we'll go with that.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you. It's a subject, as you say, that nobody wants to talk about, but it's important to talk about. And tomorrow is the day that we're encouraging everybody to step up and make sure this is taken care of. Appreciate it, Marion.
Thanks for giving me the chance, Tom. Bye.
Dr. Marion Grant is the Director of Policy and Professional Engagement at the Coalition to Transform Advanced Care. She's also an associate professor at the University of Maryland School of Nursing, and she practices on the University of Maryland Medical Center's Palliative Care Service. National Healthcare Decision Day is tomorrow. We've got a link to information about resources that can help with your advanced care planning on our website. Come on over to wipr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday, as we approach the anniversary of the uprising last spring, a conversation with Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist E.R. Shipp in advance of a panel that she's appearing on to talk about the future of Baltimore a year after the uprising. Plus, Center Stage Artistic Director Kwame Kwe Arma on Detroit 67, a new play that very much resonates in Baltimore 2016. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick will also be here with her review of the new show at Rep Stage and a new book of short stories by a Palestinian author who teaches in Harford County. Hope you can join us Monday morning for Maryland Morning. Our director, engineer, and co-host is Nathan Sterner. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill. Lauren Ferguson is our intern. Austin Coghlan from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Maryland Morning theme music. Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. I'm Tom Hall. Send me a tweet at Tom Hall, WIPR, or at Maryland Morning. Check out our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. And one last thing, early voting is underway. It goes until next Thursday. Election day is April 26th. You gotta vote. You're gonna vote, right? Of course you are. Thanks for voting, and thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.